Today on Gardening in a Minute, attracting and safeguarding beneficial insects. Beneficial insects can do a lot for a garden, and attracting and safeguarding them will help your landscape thrive. Beneficials pollinate plants, contribute to the decay of organic matter, and attack other insects and mites that are considered to be pests. The best thing you can do for beneficial insects is learn to recognize them. Adult ladybird beetles and lacewings are easy to identify, but their immature forms look entirely different. Remember that many pesticides kill not only pest insects, but also beneficials. If you do use a pesticide, choose one that targets only the pests you're having trouble with. Finally, provide the pollen and nectar sources that beneficial insects like. Try selecting a wide variety of plants with many small flowers that bloom at different times of the year. For more information about beneficial insects and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, garden gifts for mom. It's almost Mother's Day, and what better way to tell your mom thanks than to give her something for her garden? Garden gifts come in all shapes, sizes, and prices. Surely she'll appreciate something small like a beautiful plant, unique plant labels, or soothing wind chimes. Or consider purchasing something she can wear. Garden shoes, gloves, a smock to protect her clothing, or even garden-themed jewelry can be a thoughtful present. There are plenty of items that can make gardening a little easier and more enjoyable for mom, like nice pruning shears or a kneeling pad. If she likes container gardening, pick out a lovely planter. And what mother wouldn't enjoy something decorative like a gnome, sculpture, bird bath, or a bird feeder to attract feathered friends? For more information about garden gifts and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, biting flies. Biting flies are nasty pests that can plague people, especially during the spring and summer. They're after your blood and can inflict pain or discomfort and even transmit disease in the process. Sandflies, also called noceums or biting midges, are often more troublesome than mosquitoes because of their small size. Horseflies and deerflies inflict painful bites, and many people are allergic to their bites. Other pesky biters include blackflies and stableflies. Long-sleeve shirts and long pants can help protect you from bites, and insect repellents containing DEET are also effective options. Most biting flies attack in still air, so increasing air movement on porches and patios will help keep them away. Burning citronella products, pruning shrubs, and mowing weedy areas may also help. For more information about biting flies, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, conserving water. We all know water is a limited resource and should be used wisely, especially during a drought. But we often overwater our landscapes unintentionally. Watch your landscape for signs of water need. Water your lawn only when at least a third of it is wilted. Look for folded grass blades and footprints that remain visible. Monitor plants for wilt as well, and check planting bed soil for dryness before you irrigate. Choose a water-efficient micro-irrigation system for your garden, and make sure that your sprinklers are watering only the yard, not sidewalks and other hard surfaces. To reduce long-term water needs in your landscape, choose drought-tolerant, Florida-friendly plants that will survive future dry periods. Wise water use reduces water bills, helps keep plants healthy, and protects the environment. For more information about conserving water and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, success with cuttings. Many gardeners enjoy taking cuttings to grow their own plants. Success with cuttings can often depend on creating a humid environment. A mist bed is one way to ensure that cuttings don't dry out. This device features a nozzle that periodically puts out a small burst of mist, but a mist bed can be complicated and expensive to set up and maintain. You can also create a greenhouse setting that keeps cuttings in high humidity. Just place your planted cuttings in a plastic bag and seal the top, or in a clear plastic bin with a lid. Be sure to keep cuttings in a cool, semi-shaded area to avoid cooking them. Cuttings are an inexpensive way to make new plants for your garden or to have more to share. For more information about propagation and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.